Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries.
We're here at AirVenture at the Cirrus XM booth, very cool by the way, with Dave Hubner, Senior Director Aviation Services. Dave, welcome to Plain Talk.
Thank you very much for having me. It's good to be here.
Oh, it's just super awesome. And we're here to talk a little bit about delivering high-value weather products into the cockpit for Canadian aviators, and I suppose aviators around the world that don't have access to ADS-B in.
Certainly, in the interest of full disclosure, we do have basically our satellites are parked over the U.S. and southern Canada, so we're able to provide content anywhere into that area. We may not necessarily have weather products that can fulfill the need for every pilot in that space, but really our coverage is the U.S., southern Canada.
Very cool. And I think, as we said, the ability of in-flight on long cross countries to be able to look ahead through METARs and, of course, satellite weather imagery to, you know, plan your trip, keep yourself safe real time.
Absolutely. One of the benefits of SiriusXM is because it is satellite-based, it allows pilots to receive weather on the ground. It prevents, here in the States with the ground-based network from ADS-B, it prevents altitude limitations, line of sight restrictions that you would have with ADS-B. And then certainly in Canada, with an absence of an ADS-B in product, being able to get satellite-delivered weather for your either, cross countries or even just, around the patch to have that situational awareness of where the weather's developing, it's a very valuable service.
Very cool. I think we'll all agree that adding in the entertainment factor to your product is kind of cool.
Absolutely. There's a tremendous amount of value there, understanding that entertainment's not always, what a pilot wants. Some of them are like, absolutely not. And others are like, I can't fly without this on my long constante. So for those pilots, we're happy to provide the extra benefit of the audio in flight.
And then, of course, it also keeps the passengers entertained and happy during those 3 hour long, oh my God, I can't get up to go to the back of the airplane.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always the pilot that comes in with the spouse and they're like, he or she's letting me buy an airplane and all I have to do is make sure that they get to pick the station. And I'm like, you got a win-win there. You're getting a plane and they're getting to fly listening to the tunes they want. So go with it.
And of course, talk radio, I think, is part of your package.
Yep. It really runs the spectrum from everything from I've talked to pilots that really enjoy on a Saturday afternoon catching a college football game to the person that really likes to listen to the talk radio and keep up with. Some pilots may have some additional means and they want to keep up with what the stock market's doing. And then there's others, they're traditional pilots that I really like just listening to Margaritaville as I'm flying along.
No, I get that. So what's on the horizon at SiriusXM?
Really for the horizon for us, we're always looking for feedback on additional products that we should be considering directly from our avionics partners that we work with, the pilots that fly with our service, and then ultimately also the OEMs that are equipping the avionics. So right now, I can't get into a whole lot of detail, but we are.
You can tell us anything you want. I promise I won't tell a soul.
All right. So with all that being said that you won't tell a soul, I still wouldn't be able to do that because SiriusXM senior executives may come after me if I disclose anything that has not been publicly announced yet.
Well, and thank God that you're in the pilot program so you can make a quick getaway, exit stage left.
There you go. I got to get some hours in before I could make that, but at least right now I'm smart enough to know when to hold my tongue.
To excuse the pun, if you will. Very cool. Well, thank you so much for being part of Plane Talk. It was just great to have you in the studio.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been fun to be here.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.